Good morning. I'm Megan, and I have been transplanted into this congregation and with welcoming arms. And today's reading is coming from Ephesians 5, the entire chapter. Thanks, Seth. And the title of the way mine is read is Walk in Love. It says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetous has not inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. And for at one time where you're dark, and for one time you were in darkness, but now you are in light in the Lord. Walk as children of light and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed to light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Megan. Really appreciate that. Yeah, buddy. Thank you. Cool. That's what I'm talking about. We are in our series that we've been in now for a couple weeks, and we're spending a little bit of time in the book in the Bible called Ephesians, okay? That's why we got Ephesians up there to help you out. If you don't have a Bible and you need a Bible, we got free ones right back there. You can go ahead and grab any one of those Bibles, and that's our gift to you. You just take one of those. We got some different kinds. And so if you want a real simple one, we got some of those. You want one that's more complex and with some study notes and stuff like that, we got those for you too. But we want to hook you up with God's Word. Right now, we're in an Ephesians reading plan, Bible reading plan on Facebook. And so go to our Facebook page and you can tap into that. We basically broke down Ephesians in verses each day for 8 weeks. And we're just spending some time in Ephesians, asking some questions about what this text means. Why is Paul writing this? And does it mean anything for me today? And the answer for us is, yeah, he's got a lot to tell us today. That text that Miss Megan just read, man, there's way too much in there. There's like 18 sermons in there, and I'm going to try to do just one today. Okay? I'm just going to try to do one. Let's say a prayer, if that's cool. I want to say a prayer, and then we're going to kind of dive in to today's text. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this opportunity to get to share your word. God, I pray that you would open up our hearts right now. God, whether we have been following you for a long time, whether we are just maybe new at this following you thing, or maybe whether we're not even following you and we're just here to see what's going on and why. Hey, there's a big old sign out there. What's over here? I'm going to go check this place out. Maybe that's some of us in this room. It doesn't matter, God. At the end of the day, I just pray that you'd open up our ears to hear this word. And then, God, I pray even bigger than that, that you'd open up our hearts to receive this word today. Yeah, in all of its truth. God, I pray that you just help me right now to share what you've put on my heart and what you kind of once said. Not a word more and not a word less than that. We pray this boldly in Jesus' name. Amen. Cool. So here's, let me just quick bring up my notes if that's cool. Should have had that done. Hashtag boom. Okay. Here's my question. Have you guys ever been laying in bed? Okay. It's dark. It's nighttime. Okay. You're laying in bed and you're just laying there, but you can't quite sleep yet. And you're looking at the wall, okay? You're looking at the wall. And the wall looks really scary. You ever done that? You know, it's like, it's late. You just got done watching maybe a movie you shouldn't have watched. And you're just kind of like a little bit freaking out. And then all of a sudden, the wall, like something starts to move on the wall. You ever see that? What's that? I don't know. Like you're looking at the wall and you're like, you think maybe snakes. And Greg thinks snakes. You know, like you think like cockroach, something maybe. Demon, you know, some. Who knows what's up on this wall? And it's a freaky looking wall, isn't it? You know, you got shadows going on from all sorts of different angles. You just saw something move and it just walked across like the wall, and it's like, what is going on? Now, some of you fall asleep fast, and that's fine. You don't know what I'm talking about. That's fine. But some of us, we sit there, and we just look at the wall, and we start to see stuff move. And so you reach over, and you know, for a second, you grab your pistol, and you're like, maybe that's a little overkill. So you move to the next thing, and you grab your flashlight, right? And you go, and you got this scary wall, and it just looks super freaky, and you shine your light on it, and you're like, gosh, I really just hope it's just like a shadow. I really just hope it's not a big deal. And you shine your light, boom. And you shine your light at this really scary spot, and what do you see? Yeah, maybe you see like a leaf, or you see like a shadow from a leaf that was coming through your window, right? As the moon is kind of like creating this scary looking shadow on your wall. Or you do that and it's like, okay, nothing's there. It was just this shadow from, you know, the night light to the little piece of grass that's waving and got just nasty looking up on the wall. Do you guys know what I'm talking about, kinda? Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you. Man, you guys are just a tough crowd today. Every week, I don't know what I got to do. But, you know, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking like, man, it's just scary. And sometimes some people in their tent camping are like that. You think everything's crawling. And then you just go shine the flash. I got one person back there going, yeah. You know, and you shine the flash. Oh, okay, it's not that bad. See, sometimes things can look really, really scary until a light gets shined on it. And as I was thinking about this text, I was really drawn to this light, dark kind of stuff going on. I was really drawn to that for a couple different reasons, one of which is my mom, even to this day, always tells us kids, let your light shine. My mom says that all the time to us, like almost annoyingly sometimes. Let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. But as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, what does that mean, this text that Paul's talking about here, the guy who wrote Ephesians, what is he talking about with this light and dark kind of stuff? What's he trying to get at? Because look at this. You'll notice it as I read it again here. Look at verse 7. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness. He said dark. At one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light, okay? For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. When it's exposed by the light, it becomes visible. When it becomes exposed by the light, it starts to become less scary. Man, as you look, follow me here, as you look at the wall of the world, as you look at the wall of the world, okay, doesn't it just look scary sometimes? I mean, isn't it true that there's just all these shadows on the wall, and you're laying awake at night, and you're just kind of like, what is up there? And you just saw something move, and you start to kind of freak out, and Greg's thinking snakes, which I feel like we need to, like, go check out your bedroom or something, dude. It's, like, freaking me out. But, like, Greg's thinking snakes, he's thinking different things, and you're just like, what is going on? And then you shine a light on it, and it just becomes less scary. And I was thinking about that with this Santa Fe shooting. You know, right away my brain kind of went to this. Like, you see it take place, and you're just like, it's just freaky. And it just feels like it's just going to happen again, and you're just kind of waiting for it to happen again and again and again, and it's just going to keep happening. And it's like, what is going on? And there's all these scary things in the world. And it's like, where is the light? It just seems so dark. And it's this shining, this light, kind of like, okay, it's just a little blade of grass outside. And the light was just coming in. Maybe it's not as bad as it looked. So what is this light? What is this darkness? I think the first kind of run at the text, at our text, I think one of the first things that pops up in your mind is this idea of morality and immorality. Okay? So you look at it, and the first thing that kind of pops at you is light and dark, morality and immorality. And I mean, it kind of starts to pop at you a little bit as you look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you. He's talking to a church here, okay? This shouldn't even be named among you as is proper among the saints. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ or God. And so this immorality just kind of like pops at you as he's talking about this, right? And it's, in one sense, it's very true, like, immorality, these things have no place in the Christian walk. They have no place in the Christian walk. Sexual immorality, all impurity or covetousness, filthiness, foolish talk, crude joking. These don't have a place in the Christian walk, guys. They don't. So I don't know how that speaks to you this morning. However it kind of speaks to you, let it just speak to you. And then, because these things are, what does Paul say? They're, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. And then look at this. Then the positive, or kind of seems like there's this moral side to it. Look at verse 4. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Look at verse 10. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. What does it look like to be filled with the Spirit? And it's about to tell you in a second. And sometimes we talk, when we think of being filled with the Spirit, it's sometimes down in the South too, especially it feels like it's happening. It's like, well, it's got to be really crazy people, right? Well, what is it here? But be filled with the Spirit of God. And that's fine, and there can be some of that kind of charismaticiness sometimes that's going on. But look at what he's talking about right here. What does it look like to be filled with the Spirit? Well, just addressing one another in psalms and hymns. Spiritual songs, singing, making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always, and submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. walking together with each other as the body of Christ, the church. So my point is simply, the first take at this, light, dark, is almost kind of like morality and immorality. And I think that's where most people stop. Actually, I think that's where our culture stops. As if this is all Paul is trying to get across. Don't be sexually immoral. Be thankful. Well, see, light and dark goes deeper here in this text than simply morality and immorality. No, it's there. And it needs to be part of the thing that we let God do in us. This morning, some of us need to hear that doesn't have a place in the Christian walk. But he goes deeper here. And that's where I want to go, even a little bit deeper. I want to go to the place where basically we ask this question. How do we see the wall of the world? How do you see it today? See, it isn't, when we think of morality and immorality, sometimes we can think of it almost as if the light is kind of a little dimmer, and there's bright spots and there's less bright spots. But see, what he's driving at here is a fundamental difference between light and dark. It's kind of black and white. It's this and it's this. And the question quickly becomes, what is that light then? What is that darkness then? And ultimately, what he's driving us to in this text is relationship with God. There's no secret. This is ultimately where he's taking us, to a place where there's relationship with Jesus Christ or there's not. Check out verse 8. Look at this. Look at verse 8. This picks up on last week a little bit. For at one time, you were darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Do you see that? But now you are light in the Lord. Remember I was talking last week about being in Christ as a very important theme all throughout Ephesians? What does it look like to be in the Lord? What does it look like to have relationship with God, with the God of the universe? It's light. And see, as we understand that, it begins to change things. It begins to actually change the way in which we see the world. See, listen, when Paul is writing here, he's writing to the church in Ephesus. And Paul spent at least 2.5 to 3 years in Ephesus. And in Ephesus, there was this huge temple to the goddess Artemis. And this huge temple was actually one of the 7 wonders of the world. And I've shared that with you guys before. But this was an incredibly awesome-looking structure, and Ephesus and a lot of the world worshipped the goddess Artemis. And a lot of the things that we kind of see as just immorality here at the beginning, as it kind of pops to us in verse 3 and on, these are things taking place deeply connected with idolatry. Deeply connected with the serving of false gods. All the way from temple worship that included prostitution to deep covetousness. And we see this, and we're not going to go there today because we don't have time. But in Acts chapter 19, where a silversmith named Demetrius actually is making false gods of the goddess Artemis, and he's making these gods, and Paul and what he's teaching is starting to ruin his business. And there's deep covetousness. There's actually money to be made in this. It's idolatry. They're serving false gods. See, the question I always have for our church is, we talk about like the Ten Commandments, right? You guys, some of us know the Ten Commandments. Well, what does it mean? What is the most important commandment? What is the most important commandment, right? The first commandment being, you shall have no other gods. The second being, you shall not, you know, I don't even remember. Misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house or anything that belongs to your neighbor, right? Well, what's the most important one? Well, the most important one is, you shall have no other gods before me. Because when you break these other commandments, what are you doing? You're breaking the first commandment. Which God do you worship? This is the question, and this is really what Paul is driving them to. You used to be in darkness. You used to not be in relationship to Jesus Christ and the one true God. And now you are. It goes from light to dark. See, Jesus, I'd take out my phone if I were you, I'd tweet this. Jesus changes the way we see the world. You got to get this today. Jesus changes the way we see the world. And it's in relationship to him. It's in relationship. Look at verse 8 again. If you're not believing me, I can tell that I'm losing some of you. Look at verse 8. But for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. See, in relationship to Jesus Christ. In relationship to the one true God. As we look on the wall of the world, and we see all sorts of scary things, and you lay in bed. See, you don't think this is practical yet. Well, this past week, I did a funeral for somebody that was part of this church. Right? The family, the Bolton family's here even today. They lost their mom. An incredibly sad thing to lose Miss Sky. Darkness, deep darkness, scary looking moving stuff on the wall of the world. And it looks scary. What can we shine up there on it? See, what Paul is trying to say here is in relationship to Jesus Christ, even when faced with the wall of the world, with something as scary and ugly and dark as death, Jesus Christ can do that to it. And you, okay, it's maybe not that bad. Maybe it was just a little blade of grass. No, it's sad. It's incredibly hard. It's incredibly difficult. But I was thinking during that funeral, I was asking this question so much in my mind. What if we didn't have Jesus? What if we have no light to shine up there? It'd just be scary. There'd be no hope. There is no hope. I think of literally the text from, I wanted to share this with you guys, from 1 Thessalonians. I'm jumping Colossians there. But 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. I love that. I've got a couple things there. First of all, we have hope. Second of all, he says they're falling asleep. I love this. When Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, before he goes there, this is what he says of Lazarus, who's been dead now for a while. He's gone. And Jesus says, don't worry, he's just sleeping. See, what is that? How can you take death and call it sleep? That's what does it. Jesus himself, in relationship to him, in connection with him, we can actually shine on the wall of the world light. And we can say, it's scary, but it's not that scary. It's real. But there's something bigger. There's something that can illuminate it. There's something that can make it not so scary anymore. Look at Jesus and what he's done for us, guys. He went to the cross for us. He paid the price for our sin. This morning, if you're here and you feel the weight of sin, whether it be the weight of something you did this past week or the weight of something you did years ago, and it's weighing on you that you are a sinner, and actually, yeah, I actually kind of believe some of the stuff I said earlier in the confession. It's like, yeah, actually, I really am feeling that this morning. That is a dark wall that you look at that faces you. That is a dark, scary wall. What does it mean when I die and that's all with me? What does it look like to have all this going with me through life? That's scary. When Jesus Christ comes and dies on the cross for you, pays the price for your sin, and takes that upon himself so that you might be free, not that scary anymore. Not good. It's not great that you did it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Jesus shines forgiveness into your heart and your life, and all of a sudden in relationship with him, you're forgiven and you're made new again? That's incredible. We can take this into every single aspect of our life. The school shooting. It's just going to keep happening. It's just going to happen and happen and happen, and they'll try to do different things to try to make it not happen and all this kind of, okay, fine. But if that's all you look at for the rest of your life is scary, 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 nothing's actually going to fix this, this is just going to keep happening, where is your hope? What's your hope? Someone who's in Christ Jesus, who has Jesus saying something like, I'm coming back, and I will make all things new. And I will put an end to this once and for all. That feels pretty good. That feels kind of like, yeah, he's going to come back. And there's going to be a time when school shootings stop. And it will be done. But that's only found in Jesus Christ, the light. Ultimately, that's where Paul is trying to take us. Listen to the Colossians text that I found this past week. I love this text so much. Colossians 1, verse 13 first. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness, and he has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. He's taken us from darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light. How do you see the world? How do you see the world? When you're laying in bed at night and you look up at the wall of the world, what do you see? I think there's a lot of people who see a lot of scary. I do too. But when we have the light of Jesus in the Lord, the light, it illuminates, and it brings something, it brings a whole lot of things, but it ultimately brings us hope that Jesus will turn something even like death into sleep. He will make right school shootings. He will cast out immorality for all of eternity away from his people. He will make things right. He will judge. I love that. That's hope. That's light up on the wall. Not scary anymore. Not too scary. Look at our John text. Really quick. I was hunting. I went on a hunting trip. This is years ago in South Dakota. And a lot of my stories are hunting stories. But I was on this hunting trip, and I remember I was kind of a young kid, and I was out, and it was snowing, and it was getting late, and I needed to start heading back to go back to the camp. And all of a sudden, I didn't go very far. I went only like 10 steps, and I reached my hand in my pocket to pull out my compass, and I didn't have it. I didn't have my compass, and it was getting dark fast, because you hunt always right up till dark, right? And so it's getting dark fast. And I was like, oh, no. And I had a decision to make. Oh, one more thing. It started snowing like crazy. And I had my tracks going back to the camp. And so I had really two decisions, or a decision to make of two choices. One, I went and like dig in the snow, try to find my compass. Or two, try to haul back with my tracks, following them best I can, so that as the snow's coming, it won't cover them up, because it was coming good. Like it was going to cover the tracks soon. And I remember starting to kind of panic. And I remember thinking, man, I'm going to spend the night out here. And so I start hauling back to camp. I just left my compass, just left it. And I just started hauling back to camp, just praying, God, you just got to get me, trying to get me back to camp here. And so I'm walking back to camp, walking. And I had lost, I think, my tracks. I can't even totally remember if I lost my track. But I just remember getting very, like, nervous. And I'm just like, they're going to have to come looking for me, and I'm going to have to make a fire. This is going to just be terrible. And it was really scary. And I just remember walking. Sweating, because my heart's going so hot, so much. And can I tell you how I felt when I saw that little campfire flicker in the distance? It was just like, okay. And then I had to stop, stop sweating so that they didn't all think that I was worried. I'm fine. I'm back. What are you talking about? What are you guys talking about? Thanks for being here. Man, this morning, I don't know what you see. But if you see a whole lot of darkness, just know that little campfire is it's right there. It's right on and the light of Jesus Christ is yours even today. Let it bring you peace. Walk towards that light that's shining. I'd love to talk to you more about this if it's something you want to have a conversation about. I'd love that. Jesus is that light. He wants to illuminate the dark spots in our life. I was thinking of the text from John chapter 1, verse 4. In Jesus was life. In him. In him, the Word made flesh. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Wow. That's what's in Christ Jesus. This morning, there's some of you, I'm just nervous, don't have any hope, and the easy move is just to lean into Jesus. I want to pray for you, and as the kind of band kind of starts heading up to just lead us in our final song, I just want to pray for you. I want to pray that you would see life not just about morality and immorality. Okay, those things, yeah. In the Christian walk, there's no place for these things. Be thankful. Seek the Lord's will. Submit to each other. Okay, fine. But ultimately, what are you worshiping? Because if you don't think Artemis is alive and well in our society and culture today, holy smokes, I clearly didn't teach it well enough, because it's right here. It's blowing and going. I want to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for how this word, I feel like it worked on me this past week to a deep place of ultimately, God, our relationship with you. So often we make it about light, those sinners over there, and dark, or light, those good people over there, and dark, these sinners over here. Okay, well, there's some of that, Lord, in this text. I get that. But God, ultimately this text is driving us. I know that, Lord, just to relationship with you, the light. And when we're in you, we're light. We're lit. We're illuminated. Thank you for the hope that we have in you, Jesus. Thank you for the hope in you, the light that can literally just illuminate all the dark spots in this world. There are people going through crazy things in this room right now, God. There's incredibly dark spots. whether it be the weight of sin, the burden that some people in this room are carrying with that, whether it be the dark spots of what somebody has maybe done to us, maybe it's the dark spot of what we've done to somebody else, maybe it's this just weight of school shootings. Maybe it's what it's just unlimited, God. As we look at the wall of the world, it looks so scary, and there's so much going on. And God, I just thank you that we have hope in you. That you are the God who's come to save us from our sin and brokenness, to be a light that shines in the darkness. And thank you for the promise that the darkness will never overcome you. It can't. You've already defeated sin. You've defeated death. You've defeated the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We thank you for that, oh God. And we look forward to that time and even to come when you're just going to finalize all that. And it's going to be done for all of eternity. We keep our eyes fixed on you, the light, oh God. And Jesus, if there's some people in this room who, as they look around, they don't see the light, I pray that you'd give them that next step forward just to get around that tree. I think of that campfire story, God, just to get around that one last tree so that they can just see that little glimmer shimmering in the distance, and they can just, and they can walk towards that. Please, Jesus, let that take place this morning. We love you, Jesus. We love you, what you've done for us. And we're going to keep following you. We're going to keep walking in the light. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.